Welcome to Care to Discuss, and our guests today are me. I'm not the guest. I always call myself a guest. Joey's over here.
Hey.
And Josh came back.
Sup.
Josh was here last week.
Yeah, he was, but there was a...
But I'm back.
Oh, that's right. Last week's episode didn't work. Let's talk about that real quick before we get to anything else.
There's a conundrum last week. We recorded, and...
What I thought was a pretty fire podcast.
It was pretty fire. Yeah.
Probably the best one you've ever made.
I roasted Troy.
I roasted Troy, too.
I don't even remember it.
Me neither, but I assume that I did.
I mean, now it's the lost tapes, so whenever you find get your hands on this guy, it's going to be worth...
There's something with Troy's baseball bat, and I was like, that's not a baseball bat.
Oh.
I was like, what, or something like that, because he'd just woken up from a dream or something.
Oh, yeah.
Him, so that was a good one.
Nice. That was a good podcast. Too bad none of you heard it.
I know.
Yeah. Except for Connor.
It's one of those had-to-be-there moments, so...
Whoa.
So, basketball happened this week, and...
More like basketball.
Basketball.
There we go.
Have you ever watched that movie?
Yeah, because we're talking about baseball next.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Let's get to that.
Basketball. Great movie, though.
Basketball.
Basketball.
I like basketball. It's...
Is it your favorite
sport?
Sport
that I like. Yes, I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
That's what I like, right? So... Basketball's happened, and what happened during is there a game 7 tomorrow?
There's two game 7s tomorrow.
Whoa, you know what's the best two words in sports?
Game 7.
Game 7? You win.
You know what's even better?
What?
Overtime in game 7.
If you hyphenate all those words except for the last one, then it would still be two words. So, that would be interesting.
Yeah, yesterday was a sad day.
So, we can... play the world's saddest violin. The Rockets got eliminated.
Yeah, it was a sad day.
Yeah, I wish.
Hey, it's baseball season now, so yeah, I don't really care.
RIP in peace to basketball, and we're into baseball season. Anything interesting happened in baseball this week?
Well, first, going back to basketball, Lakers got a new head coach. We got to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. The Lakers got a new head coach, Fred Vogel. Is that right?
Frank Vogel.
I thought
they were going to get
Jason Kidd?
Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, Mark Jackson?
Yeah, Mark Jackson.
So the TV guy.
Yeah.
Well, as of history tells us, when you have someone that's on TV for an extended amount of time, they usually suck when they come back into coaching, all right? Except, Urban Meyer came into the ESPN world, but he left 10 days later, right? Bobby Valentine, he was a manager. I'm trying to think of another coach now. Never mind. Herm Edwards, you know.
Oh, Herm Edwards.
Herm
yeah.
Edwards is the head coach of the Arizona State.
John Gruden.
Oh, the ultimate person, John Gruden.
John Gruden.
Who is that guy? He is
the Gruden grinder.
Yeah, the Gruden grinder. Man, who remembers that?
I miss football season.
Yeah.
I like football.
But going back to this Lakers dilemma. I don't know what they're going to do over there because it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Seems like players aren't happy. But if they get Kyrie,
I mean,
they could do something.
Like, yeah, LeBron and Kyrie coming back together. I mean, they'll probably get along.
It's like Thanos when he said, you weren't anything without me.
Yeah, I am inevitable.
Did Thanos say that?
Yeah, he said that.
You're nothing without me.
Infinity War.
He
said that to, I can't remember her name. Yeah, he was like, you're nothing without me.
Okay. I believe you.
So.
It's like, my visualization is like Kyrie threw his ring away and like hid it away from him because he doesn't remember the Cavs anymore. And then when he comes back, he has to put on his infinity ring, right? So he has to come back and give his ring back to LeBron so he can have all of his infinity stones and his finals losses all together so he can take over the world again. I'm kind of ready for this. But with basketball and stuff like that, I've retired from being a Lakers fan. But whenever the Lakers start getting good again, I'll start signing multiple one-day contracts and fall in love with them again.
It doesn't matter. Bucks and seven, so.
Bucks and seven?
I don't care.
Go Hornets.
Bucks are going to win it all this year.
Remember my...
I'm a Bucks fan now.
Bucks fan?
Because Toronto, unfortunately, Toronto won't advance.
R.I.P.
I don't think they'll...
beat out
maybe the, they could beat out the Sixers, but they won't go to the
next round
NBA Finals.
Yeah,
The Bucks just look too good, and they'll end up playing the Warriors, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Cross my fingers, the Trailblazers could beat them.
Remember when I used... When
but
I
think the Bucks will beat...
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping the Bucks will beat
Giannis, the Warriors. Giannis
is good.
The Greek dude. He's really good. And as of what I know...
He travels like my boy James Harden.
I mean, traveling is a rule in basketball that's meant to be looked away from.
Exactly.
Like speeding tickets on the street. Then you get one. Then they're...
They still pull you over for that.
Yeah, sometimes. They hate it when you do that.
They
don't see you.
They'll get you.
They'll lay you in some traps. Remember when I used to say that the Lakers were going to win in 5?
Yeah.
When they signed LeBron?
Yeah. No, you said Lakers in 5.
Lakers in 5.
You didn't say they would win in 5.
Yes, I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did say Lakers in 5.
Lakers in 5.
Now, you know what? Spin zone. Yeah, Lakers in 5. They were out how long? How many? In 5 days? In 5 months? In 5 games?
5 games in the season, I knew they were done.
They were done.
Yeah.
It was game over.
Yep.
Yeah. 5 coaches?
Dallas in 5. Dallas Cowboys in 5. 5 games in the season, they're done.
Yeah, don't you just...
5 days.
Sorry,
in the season,
that's going off topic. Okay, baseball.
Baseball. Oh, yeah, I saw something that the Braves had. They had a stat. This is a new segment called Depressing Tweet Troy found this week.
Ooh, good
it,
one.
It was one... I did not read the person that tweeted it, but it said that Ronald Acuna hit a curveball pitched by Clayton Kershaw when they were in L.A. this week. Ronald Acuna hit a home run off of... bear with me. Don't spoil for the audience. Ronald Acuna hit a curveball for a home run that was pitched by Clayton Kershaw. The last time they did that was in 2014 or 15, right? 2014-15, right? And then they said... Dodgers lead 3-2. So the first time there was a curveball hit, like we were actually going to hit well against Clayton Kershaw for the first time in years. We hit a 2-run homer off of him, and we were still losing 3-2. And you know what the score was for that game? 9-2. So the Braves, yeah, whatever. I'm sad now.
Braves in 5.
Braves in 5. It was Braves in 4 last season.
Ooh.
They won 1. They lost in 4. So, Braves in 4. How are your Astros doing?
They're good. They're playing right now.
Are they winning?
They've been pitching okay. Yeah, they're winning right now.
Oh, good for them.
But, yeah, the only pitcher that hasn't been playing or pitching very well is Colin McHugh. He's just been trash. The thing is, Colin McHugh was coming out of our bullpen.
Yeah.
And now he's, like, getting thrown into the starting rotation.
Yeah.
And he's not used to throwing that many pitches. And he's just getting rocked in the fourth inning.
So, I got a question. You said out of all the Astros pitchers, only McHugh is the bad one? Dallas Keuchel isn't that good either because he hasn't played.
Dallas Keuchel's not on our team.
Whoa.
He's not with us. We released him. Maybe the Braves can get him.
No, we won't pay for him. I know this.
Oh, yeah, you'll pay for Josh Donaldson.
Oh, no, Josh Donaldson's good. I have forsaken...
So now you're okay with Josh Donaldson.
I like Josh Donaldson because Grandpa Donaldson over here can go vegan. As long as
I hope he hits 40 bombs so you can go vegan for a week.
I want him to hit 40... You know what? If he can hit 40 home runs and win a World Series, I'll go vegan the rest of my life.
You hear her first.
You heard it here first, guys.
All right. Is this like 100% real?
Dead serious. Bet.
All right. We have officially shaken on it.
Yes.
Shaketh our hands.
So I guess I'll be eating Pop-Tarts cereal with almond milk and. No, I can't even eat candy bars. Wow.
Too late now, Troy.
But I already shook on it.
I can. How vegan? What's you know?
They're just regular vegan, Troy.
Yeah.
So
you just gotta follow the vegan rules.
Do you know what the real vegan rules are?
Am I vegan?
You don't have to be raw vegan, Troy.
What's raw vegan?
Raw vegan is when you don't cook your food.
No.
Just be regular vegan.
No, there's There's also a vegan like this. You don't use products that test on animals. So I can't wash my hair anymore. What hair?
Yeah, but, exactly. That's not an issue. I mean, right?
That's not a problem.
True.
I mean, like, I can't use the products that cover animals in shampoo or in soap. And then,
once again, not an issue.
And then, like, shoot them, and they say it's not bulletproof kind of stuff. So,
are you planning on wearing a lot of bulletproof vests?
I mean,
no more Waffle House. No more Canes. Chick-fil-A. Shall I continue?
No more Bay.
I guess I have to edit. I guess I have to edit this out, guys.
Too late, Troy.
Okay, what's the worst bet you've made in your life before?
The worst bet I've made. I don't know if I've ever made a bet that I was, like, really upset with.
I'm trying to think of a bad bet.
All right, here.
That's different.
Oh, yeah, you can talk about it. I'm trying to fix this right now. This is up there as one of the worst bets I've ever made in my life. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, my uncle came over to our house in Georgia, and he's an Eagles fan. And then I decided that I was a Cowboys fan that day because the Rams weren't good anymore, I guess.
Should have stuck with the Rams.
St. Louis Rams all the way.
And so I decided to be a Cowboys fan that season, and my uncle came in and asked me to set a bet with them. And the bet was, this was Monday Night Football, so if the Eagles won that night, then I couldn't drink soda for a month.
Whoa.
And then my uncle, that was the price. And so I shook, not knowing what a bet was, or not, like, understanding the ramifications of making a bet, I shook on it. And the Cowboys got beat really bad that day, and I was angry by the first. I was angry by the first quarter.
Wait, was this last season or
No, the season before that. No.
What about before that?
The season before that.
Okay, before that,
it could have been
the Cowboys swept the Eagles this year.
Was it like the last?
It could have been any of the seasons, honestly, in the last 20 years.
So the Cowboys lost, right? And my uncle was happy because the Eagles won and the Cowboys sucked, and I was angry by the first quarter because we were losing by like 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a take that shouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm still going to drink soda anyway. So my mom and my dad made me like
follow the bet.
Wow. Yeah.
They're good
parents. So yeah, I couldn't even drink like lemonade. I can only drink like orange juice, milk, water.
Really?
I hated water. Water don't even taste good.
What does water taste like?
Water.
Tastes like wet. That's what it does.
Water wet?
Yes, water is
my
wet.
My jump shot's wet.
We'll get to that later.
So, what do you think? What bet do you think is worse? My vegan bet?
Vegan bet, right?
I've lived 20 years since then, or 18 or 20 years since then, still haven't learned that bets can actually happen. And,
I really hope you have to go vegan, Trey.
I really don't want that to happen.
I do too, but I think, like, a Cowboys loss is more realistic than.
Yeah.
And then this isn't any shade getting thrown towards the Braves.
Yeah.
It's more of Josh Johnson hitting 40 bombs.
Yeah. It's too many. See, there's too many,
That's really hard to do.
What is it? Like, standards. What's that word? The steps? Like, too many.
Steps.
No. Clauses. Like, if A happens and B and C happens, then this'll be the result. I don't know what the word is. We'll look it up on a dictionary.
Steps. Isn't your sister vegan?
She was vegan.
Oh, so you see, she can help you out.
Yeah, I bought her a vegan. Out. Oh, speaking of that, I bought her a vegan Christmas. I bought her a book, a vegan book for Christmas last year. You know where it was? I left it here. Right? So, you know when she got her Christmas present? Last month. So
you should have just kept it for yourself.
And she's not a vegan anymore. I paid like $40 for a book. And
$40.
I mean,
wow.
She's still
what kind of book is this?
It's a cookbook.
Better have cook the best you? Freaking recipes in the freaking world.
I mean, it's not quite a Vitamix, but but it works. So, Joey, you've played Smash Brothers before, right?
I have.
Right. So I've seen you. I've experienced you trying to. Play against level 9 characters.
Yes,
right?
Computers.
And it's really frustrating because they beat you most of the time.
No, I always win.
You always win.
Yeah, I always win.
Always.
Always.
I'm pretty good at Smash.
But when you first started.
Yeah, I've always been really good at Smash.
Okay, we need to find something.
I'm just kidding, of course.
So, Joey's in denial, right?
You can
right?
Smash pretty good.
I'm a decent Smasher.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say another... How long did... Never mind. How, yeah. So, I can't speak right now. And, it's just really frustrating to see, like... you're playing against something or somebody in a game, and you keep on losing.
Okay.
And Josh is one of those people that I play against.
Josh is easy. I always beat Josh whenever we play games with each other.
What did you beat him in?
Anything. Darts, pool, basketball. Pretty much any sport I dominate Josh in.
That's true.
Well, okay, then you're better than me, Joey.
I can run a faster 100. I can jump higher. I can spit farther. It's honestly no contest.
Well, unfortunately for me, every time I play Josh in something, I find a way losing. Pool, is that one?
Yep.
Ping pong?
L.
Madden, when we have to play Hail Mary mode?
L.
And in real mode?
L.
2K?
L.
What's another
Griffey.
One?
L.
Oh my gosh.
I beat him in N64 Griffey.
So
that's way too easy. Give me a real challenge.
Shut up. Gosh. Oh.
That's way easy.
Bowling.
Bowling L.
Oh, how about this? You remember that one time we went bowling and I was on fire for like the first six
frames?
And first six frames, like I was yanking them down there, right? And the pins were exploding and it looked good and then I started guttering. I hate that so much.
And I came back and won.
No, I wanted to get 100, and then all of a sudden you hit three strikes. No, I was ahead of you, and you got three strikes in a row to beat me.
Easy.
And
oh,
I
turkey.
Gosh,
it was easy.
So I can't beat him in bowling. Did it happen this week or last week when we played 21? And I don't think I've ever been as on fire in my life in basketball.
Yep. And he still lost.
No, the score was like 5-2. Made a jump shot, made three free throws, now it's 8-2-2. Made a three-pointer, got up, made three free throws, then made another three-pointer, or like made a layup, made another three free throws. And then on the last one, it was 19-2.
Yep, 19-2 is what he was beating me by.
And I decided to flex and not like shoot, like go for a layup. I decided to take one step on the three-point line, like a little tiny little step. And then it was online, hits the front of the rim. Josh tips me in. You know, so when we play 21, we go back to 11 because 11 is safe, right?
Yep.
You know what the score was at the end of that game?
What was it?
21-11. Josh beat me. I had two shots the rest of the game, and I lost.
Real quick, I'm going to test this theory. I have a deck of cards right here.
Yeah?
We'll just play one quick round. Whoever draws the highest card wins.
Oh, okay.
Josh, here you take one. Troy, you take one. What do we got?
Eight of...
I got a two.
Oh, shoot.
I have an eight of diamonds.
I was really hoping comedically that you won.
All right, best two out of three.
All right.
This is exciting for the listeners.
All right, let's see.
All right. Josh got his card. Troy's got his card.
Oh, I won.
Aces are low.
Coming after you, boy.
All right, it's tied.
Am I going to be the first podcaster to lose a 1-0 lead in card drawing?
All right, here we go. Troy's got his card. Josh has got his card.
What do you have?
No!
Josh had a 7. Troy had a 5.
Double.
Easy.
Josh always wins.
Well, I have to quit now.
And then one last thing. Troy was practicing for probably about, what, half hour today before I showed up into the gym?
Yeah.
Shooting free throws, everything like that. Mm-hmm. We played one game of 21. What was the final score?
21-0.
21-0.
I beat him 21-0.
Like, I made a couple of jump shots, but did I even make it? I made a jump shot, maybe?
Yeah, I think you made a few.
I mean,
21-0, I beat him.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was easy.
You beat me. We did around the world. And I took it in 23 shots, and took you 22.
Yep. I'm really interested in this. I want to
like
put together a whole bunch of games we can play.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Billy Madison
thing. Kind of like a Shaq versus. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Ooh, when our YouTube channel gets popped back up again, we'll start doing that. Please subscribe. You're not going to hear anything new about it. So, Care Discuss on YouTube. Give it a look. So, one of the recurring guests on the podcast,
Coach Science.
Coach Science.
AKA C Weeks, AKA Connor Weeks.
Today is.
AKA the shoe guy.
The AKA
shoe
guy. The COO.
No, shoe god.
Ooh, the shoe god.
With two D's.
And the COO of Care Discuss.
Ooh. So today we actually have the owner of Care Discuss, the CEO, and what do you want to be?
I'm the agent.
You're the agent.
So nothing happens without me.
So, oh, the chief executive acetyl-CoA, COA, COA. So there's that, and Connor is, today's his anniversary.
Yay! Who'd have ever thought he'd make it this far?
In the words of Connor, he'd want me to tell you, bitch.
Oh, wait, I can see his mannerism right now. Bad radio right here. Bitch. And then, does he beat you in Smash mostly? Or
Yes.
Connor learned how to smash within the year.
Connor, really
well. I mean, he actually beat you.
Smasher since.
Oh, how about this? Here's a take right here. He beat you on the court and off the court in Smash.
Whoa.
That's true. He does.
I'm staring you down loud. Oh, man. That was a great time. I caught a Babe Ruth home run ball in that game. In that day.
Oh,
the
day his before. Wedding day?
Connor's
yeah.
wedding?
Yeah, no, the day before his wedding.
The day before his wedding.
The wedding day we have Waffle House.
Nice. Oh, man. Let's go recap that day. What did we do the morning?
The morning of his wedding?
Yeah, Sorry, the day. Connor. Oh, yeah, I drowned.
The day before you drowned.
Yeah, the day before I drowned. His sister-in-law asked me if I was okay.
Yeah.
And I did, like, baby rock signs.
What is dead can never die.
Rest in peace, Theon Greyjoy and Troy Dooley. I died as one Troy and into a man of another Troy.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
That's what happened. That's well, when it started.
Oh, wait. I forgot. I'm not gay anymore. This thing, so for this next segment, we're going to talk about this thing called Song of the Summer, since it's summertime now, since it's after spring break, right? Song of the Summer is an ever-changing song that you choose throughout the week or throughout the summer that signifies summer. So for me, earlier this year, Hear Me Calling by Juice WRLD was my Song of the Summer. And then that evolved to... All right, yeah, thank you. Let's go get the... All right, so then it became Old Town Road is the next one.
Everyone should know this one.
Yeah, Old Town
Everyone
Road.
Everyone should know this one.
I got the horses in the back. Horse dog is attached.
Yeah, the theme song of the Kentucky Derby.
I mean, rest in peace, Maximum Security. Whatever you do, do not walk in front of other horses because that's the worst thing you can do. In the world.
Get a DQ.
There was this Lil Uzi Vert song I had, but we're going to skip into that one. But the song of the summer for Troy right now, for me, is Beer. Beer Doesn't Break My Heart.
Beer
Never Broke My Heart. Get to the hook, please. All right. Oh, yeah, here. Here's our radio. How do you like this song, Joey?
This song is just a classic. I'm hanging out by the lake today, and I don't care what anything else is happening. I don't have anything else going on. I'm just gonna hang out by the lake.
You know what's cool about summer, is that you think of all these things you're gonna want to do, like go to the drive-in, by yourself. Oh wait, that's me.
Not no more.
Not. No, oh, oh, oh. And then, or go golfing, right?
Oh,
The best part about golfing is
all right. Next week we're gonna be talking about golfing.
Next week we're gonna be talking about golfing, right? We're probably gonna pay for 9 holes, right? We're gonna go play 5 holes and just go to the clubhouse later. You know what's up? All right. So, what's your song of the summer, Josh? What would you say your song of the summer is?
So definitely Beer Never Broke My Heart. That one's a fire song. The Old Town Road is like the number one song all around. I would probably have to say my other song of the summer. Well, earlier in the summer, like yours was Hear Me Calling.
Yeah.
Mine's Maze.
Oh, yeah.
By Juice WRLD. Fire song.
Oh, Juice WRLD. He's just so sad and heartbroken, but he's so fire all at the same time.
If you haven't seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, please watch it. That's where all these songs are mainly Juice WRLD, where his songs are coming from. Please watch that movie.
Yeah, the feels are coming.
It's fire.
Oh, yeah. How about you, Joey? Oh, Joey found a new album this week.
My song of the summer, it's called Bump This by Danny Gonzalez. Danny Gonzalez is a semi-famous Viner. And he put out a comedy album called Bump This. This is a snippet of my song of the summer right now, Rollin'.
Salute to this. Roads are frozen over, so I'm sliding on this ice. I can't catch myself. I just keep on rolling like some dice. I just rolled right through the night. Fell asleep and now it's light. Now I'm rolling and flopping. Try to slow, I'm not stopping. People jumping out the way.
Sweet to the service, divine though.
Rolling and flopping, I thought of James Harden.
So,
rest in peace. Next season's champion, so hot take.
That song is about a person who gets high at a club and then starts tripping and is continuously trying to catch his balance, but keeps slipping and eventually slips around the world and reverses time. It's hilarious.
It reminds me of Superman 4.
Yes, that's Superman 1 is where he goes around the world and reverses time. But
have you ever
watched
the first Superman?
Yeah.
You remember the very first Superman? If you ever watch it again,
yeah,
they have a toddler that's naked. And you see his penis.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Same thing with the Nirvana album. Except that was a baby.
Same thing in Deadpool 2.
So that's true, too.
See his butt.
Deadpool or Red Bull?
Deadpool.
Okay. So, yeah. So we're going to talk about... So for the Song of the Summer, we're just going to casually update it when we have a new Song of the Summer.
Yeah.
And whenever anyone new comes in, we'll ask them what their Song of the Summer is. So... Be prepared. This is probably our anchor segment for the summer because it's the segment of the summer. Since we are really good at following through for our teases, I did watch 20 minutes of the Zac Efron movie, the Ted Bundy movie.
So that will tell you what we thought of the movie.
So there's that. How do you feel about it, Joey?
I never watched it.
How about you, Josh?
We know what we think about it. I watched it. It was okay. It definitely didn't live up to the hype as much as they were hyping it up. It was definitely a very okay Netflix film. Usually Netflix films that are hyped up are really good, and it was just a very average film.
Yeah. When you want to watch, 10 minutes into the movie and you want to watch High School Musical... You know, the movie's not really that good.
Ooh, we should watch High School Musical.
There were just a lot of things that they didn't talk about that they mentioned in the documentary. So I would highly recommend the documentary over this Netflix film. That's all I have to say about it.
So that's our take on the Ted Bundy movie. You know what? I'll be the first to say this. Ted Bundy, not a good guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty hot take.
Oh, by the way.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
We need to know what his life was
like. Hey, guys, we need to get ahead of this. This is an anti-Ted Bundy podcast.
I don't know. I don't know if I can get behind that, Troy.
All right, Joey,
you're
fired.
We really don't know what his life was like that led him to those circumstances.
We don't.
I mean...
But he was also very, very nice to his girlfriend slash fiance.
Yeah, I mean...
And
he wasn't
her
all that bad.
I mean, if you... Well, I mean, if I was Zac Efron's wife... He could do whatever he wants. And then, there's
Troy said when the document or when the Netflix film came out, he was like, I wish Ted Bundy would kidnap me.
It would be an honor. But too bad I'm not gay anymore. So that's the end of our podcast.
Bye.
See y'all next week. Bust my line of
couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Long neck, eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me, the bars in this guitar. And long neck, eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. Jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. If I didn't know then, I sure know now. But long neck, eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me, the bars in this guitar. And long neck, eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. Cause long neck, eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me, the bars in this guitar. And long neck, eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. No, it never broke my heart.